Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hang on a second. I'm tweeting something. I want to keep everything in perspective around here, so I'm finishing this tweet. Bears fans have not been this excited since they got Jake Cutler. Let me hit the button here. At Bob Surratt, if you'd like to see my tweet. Okay. 7:51 right now, and it's time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us now, and let's talk about protecting the lakefront. Hi, Seamus.
Hold on a second, Bob. I'm just liking that tweet. There we go. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, lakefront protection. It's been a bit since we've talked about the rising water and the damage to the lakefront, but it's still out there. And now that the weather's warmed up, city crews are out on the beach and along the lakefront, particularly between 47th and 51st Street in the Kenwood neighborhood. Fans of the lake and experts of the lake know that that's the area called the Morgan Shoal. It's a really shallow area of limestone where there's just tons of biodiversity there. But the water has really come up high there, and it's been damaging the lakefront trail. They've had to block off parts of it. It's also threatening to get onto Lakeshore Drive. So crews are out there. They're going to build an 800-foot retaining wall with some of those giant, you know, piece boulders that they use up and down the lake. But they're also going to route the lakefront bike trail on top of this as well. So it's quite a project, but it's really going to relink that trail during times of storms as well, and clean it up and hopefully give it some added protection for a long time.
That would be good. Now we go to Bronzeville. This is an interesting new business. Is this opening, or has this been around for a bit?
No, they're targeting an opening of July. This is called the Bronzeville Winery, and it's much more than that than a winery, though. It's going to be a restaurant. It's going to be a wine bar. It's going to be a cultural area, and it's going to be a business incubator. This is at 4420 South Cottage Grove Avenue. They've been redeveloping some public housing down there to bring in businesses and businesses that can both serve the community but also teach the community as well, really help entrepreneurs down there. So this is a project of fans of the Silver Room in Hyde Park. Eric Williams and his managing partner Cecilia Cuff, they're opening this with some city neighborhood opportunity fund assistance, seeded it a little bit, but they're building it out now. They had a big groundbreaking on Wednesday, and they're going to the food is going to be using locally sourced produce from around the city, particularly around the south side. They're going to be curating wines from all over, and really just trying to bring some businesses down to that little pocket of Bronzeville to encourage other businesses to sprout up around it.
4420 South Cottage Grove. That'll be a nice addition to the area this summer. And tell us about this Southside teacher running a marathon for a good cause.
Right. This is a gentleman named Michael Mancini. He's an English teacher at Wendell Phillips High School in Chicago. He's also their strength and conditioning coach. But as a strength and conditioning coach, he says he wasn't much of a runner. He could barely run a mile because he was focusing on strength. But he's been training to run a marathon to benefit the Bronzeville School, and really to encourage people just to support his project, which is to bring a STEM department to the school. It doesn't have one right now. As an English teacher, he's been there and seen how much it would benefit to have the students there expand some of their opportunities. So, yes, he's looking to build the science, technology, engineering, and math department at the Bronzeville School. He's trying to raise about $250,000 to get there. And, you know, he's got a great sort of web of companies and business and construction companies and engineering companies that want to get involved. Turner Construction, for one, is donating money, but they're also going to help plan the curriculum, let the students visit their job sites, give them help with construction engineering jobs. He's already raised about $25,000 as part of this marathon fundraiser. But he's got a long way to go. There's some details about the GoFundMe on our website as well as at GoFundMe. The guy's name is Michael Mancini, and he says he's going to start his marathon May 15th at 10 a.m., and God willing, he'll finish by sunset.
Thank you, Seamus. Have a good weekend. More info at blockclubchicago.org.